Jackson Taban, a student of law at the University of Juba, says he regularly listened to specific programs on different radio stations to get the right information. Sebit says he prefers listening to radio programs that question world leaders on issues of accountability, good governance, and the rule of law.
I listen to Voice of America, that particular program that is only focusing on African news. I also listen to BBC, and I listen to Radio Miraya and also iRadio. All these programs are beneficial to me, especially the program that is on BBC called Hard Talk. That program is very important because it brings leaders, people who make decisions at the national level, at the world level, and then they are challenged by difficult questions that even people in their country cannot ask them, and they are forced to answer it.
Another resident of Juba, Hamis Moses, says he too tunes to various radio stations because he wants to know what is happening around the country and the region. Moses adds that following the outbreak of South Sudan in 2013 and 2016 conflict, many South Sudanese sought refuge in the neighboring countries, and he relies on a media house that reports on issues affecting refugees in the region.
More especially in the evening hours, I choose VOA South Sudan in Focus because I want to know what is happening in my own country and other neighboring countries, like what is happening in Khartoum. It is satisfy my needs because most of my people are not living it because of the conflict of 2016 and 2013. Most of them have gone outside, let's say Uganda. I want to know how they are living those ends. There was a report World Food all like cutting the food because of some other problems, so that I can be able to get something and also back them up.
Moses says some South Sudanese prefer one particular radio station, but keep changing the dial, looking for the best program that suits their interest at a particular time. Juba resident James Akol says audiences are selective. He says some inexperienced and media houses report false information to their audiences. Akol says he prefers Voice of America and BBC because of the trust and professionalism in reporting events across South Sudan over the past years.
One of the reasons why we are so selective in choosing some particular media houses is the trust and the belief that you will get the right information. Some of these media houses, including the BOA, the BBC and others, have been in the business for a number of years. They have that experience that is required. They have professional journalists that are doing the right job, unlike other inexperienced media houses that are not giving the right information.
Taban Loliong, one of African celebrated writers, says he finds it difficult to select a credible media outlet in South Sudan. Taban, who teaches literature at the University of Juba, says he keeps changing the dial on his radio looking for right information. Loliong says he doubts the level of professionalism of some journalists in South Sudan, adding that a lot of media outlets across the country make mistakes.
I am also very, very angry when I read in the papers wrongly spelled articles in the papers and nobody cares about them. And then I say, the editor, why don't you check on this? Who are making mistakes? Who show that they did not get a degree or a diploma? They have learned on the job and they want to remain to spoil our eyes, to make us doubt the good English we know by reading their version of English with the wrong spellings and so on.
Loliong urges media institutions across the country to hire professionals with diplomas or degrees in journalism who can provide audience with well-written, credible information. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.